Sometimes, life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home, as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. Now, how can I say that? Because I was the original. Back in 1984, we did radio first. But the bottom line is, in 1994, we hit the internet and we haven't looked back. Like, it was 160 countries. Now, it's like 200 plus countries around the world. Bottom line is, we are coast to coast, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and worldwide on the American Forces Network. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the longest-running fight show in history, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, 41 years. We'll talk boxing and MMA today. Of course, I'm going to rag on Floyd Mayweather a little bit. You know, Floyd's my favorite guy, no doubt about that. A boxing billionaire, allegedly. Well, the bottom line is, guess what? They shut down his strip club, or they closed his strip club. Boy, this is just a few months after Manny Pacquiao stepped in and took over his Los Angeles boxing gym. So the bottom line is, Floyd is broke. Yes, Floyd is broke. The guy that, like, has, like, he's got probably $500 million in cars, but he won't sell the cars. Something's going on. Bottom line is, cars don't sell. Or when you buy a new car, when you buy one of those like $1 million cars, they're not worth much. Like after, sort of like when you buy a new car nowadays, and you know, like in, you know, like 3 or 4 months later, it's worth like $4,000 or $5,000 less. Well, it's even greater when it comes to these old and these relics. And of course, he's got a lot of relics. He's got limos. He's got sports cars. Floyd's got it all, but Floyd's got issues as well. And, of course, this week, or last week, was in the last 10 days. Of course, Floyd Mayweather has come up on the wrong side of a stripper. And, of course, the stripper I'm talking about is, look this way. She had the balls to name her kid Price. I mean, you got to give it to her. Money Mayweather's the father. She names the kid Price. Bottom line is, the judge said, Floyd owes her $1 million plus, $33,000 a month in child support. Of course, he hasn't paid that either. All this stuff is adding up, man. Can Floyd be long for this world? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, that's something new. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. That sounds like a song you would play, like, you know, in front of a, like in the waiting lobby of a hooker, you know, a brothel or something like that. That's brothel music. What are you playing, brothel music, Daniel? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. This is the shock. My big shock in this boxing world this morning was that William Scull, you know, the Cuban that was like the most boring guy in the history of boxing. I mean, probably, most boring guy ever. Anyway, bottom line is he signed with somebody. Evidently, he signed with a promoter. I can't believe that anybody would want that guy. But then again, I guess boxing is what it is here in 2026. Of course, it is a world that Dana White is trying to take over. And according to my sources or what I saw on the internet, bottom line, maybe not my sources, Socrates Palmer would probably affirm this one way or the other. Did Shakur Stevenson not sign with Dana White?
That's what seems to be the news coming from the camp, that he's now with Azufa. And, it's not really that all surprising.
Another reason not to watch his boring ass.
but we're going to watch.
I'm going to try my best to boycott Azufa Sports, bro. I'm going to try my best. I know as a boxing journalist, it's probably going to put me in some corners and things like that I don't want to be in, and I'm probably going to have to cover some of it. But the bottom line is, he can kiss my ass.
Hey, I can't blame you for feeling the way you do about the face of the Suzufa UFC brand. But it's not all that surprising.
He's a white pimp, and he gets away with it. He gets away with human exploitation unlike any other person on this goddamn planet. Tell me who exploits human beings and puts their lives in danger more than Dana White. I mean, nobody. All those fights are life and death situations sometimes. You know, you never know what's going to go on in those fights and the damage that's inflicted, not only in training, but in these fights. I mean, guys don't last that long. And like you told me, that is the design. They get these guys all beat up and worked up and sort of burnt out going after the title. Once they get the title, they only defend it a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it's all about building the brand and what people expect when you watch a UFC fight. You know, I mean, it's bad enough that they've monopolized everything. You know, they're really the only place you can make decent money unless you happen to have already a name.
Ronda Rousey, Georgia St. Pierre. Mm-hmm. Georgia St. Pierre made some money because he did his own type mm-hmm. of deals up there. Not too many millionaires out of the UFC.
No. You know, Conor McGregor's and, you know, Brock Lesnar, but those...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Francis Ngannou never got his money. He was heavyweight champion of the world. Didn't get his money. Got $500,000 for a fight in Madison Square Garden. And I keep repeating myself week after week. He had two boxing matches and made $18 million.
Yeah. He might be the only one that got it straight out of combat sports. The other guys, the other people we mentioned, they dabbled in other stuff, WWE, movies, etc. And they built their own brand out of their, you know, mixed martial arts success. But yeah, you know, and they keep cranking it out. You know, they've got the Monster platform now. They're in bed with Paramount, and, you know, now they're in boxing. They have this thing at the White House in two weeks.
There's no such thing as karma in this world, because if there was, Dana White wouldn't exist.
A lot of people wouldn't exist.
I know, but he's at the top of the list. Listen, he exploits human beings unlike anybody I know. With the pimps that I knew in San Francisco that were working hoes on the street, at least they gave him 50% of the money. He gives his hoes 10% of the money. The NBA mm-hmm. goes 55%, NFL something like 53%, I believe. So the money spread around a little bit in these other sports, but in Dana's world, it's all about Dana.
And the way he feels is, where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to go make a living? Okay, that's why he can do it.
Okay, let's stop wasting time on Dana White. Mm-hmm. Last time I saw Bruce Seldon, he froze against Mike Tyson. I'm talking about Bruce Seldon Sr., of course. Now Bruce Seldon Jr. is back. He's 8-0 with 6 KOs. Have you seen this guy fight at all, the kid?
No, but I believe he's fighting in Atlantic City. I don't know if it's this weekend, but I've heard of him. I've never watched him fight.
Well, Bruce was the Atlantic City Express. That was his nickname.
Mm-hmm. It was. He was talented. He had a great jab, you know, for the heavyweight division, I remember. But he kind of mailed balls. It in against. Yeah.
No. I watched him.
A lot of guys' balls shrank in front of Mike.
No. I saw him in other fights. We did a fight with him in San Jose, I think, in San Jose, California. And I was suspect of his abilities then. His desire, he couldn't. I mean, when it came time, you can see it in a guy's eyes when he's willing to dig down and get it and when he's not. And Bruce Seldon Sr. never was willing to dig down. He was willing to go along with the program, and if he was winning, so be it. But if he wasn't, no big thing.
Kind of like a front runner, like in horse racing, what we call it, right?
Good way to put it. But not only is he froze against every a lot of people froze against Tyson. Buster Douglas didn't. But the bottom line is, I remember flying back on a flight from Las Vegas to San Francisco the day after Frank Bruno got knocked out by Mike Tyson. I think that was in one round. And I sat with Bruno in first class. That was a trip. Bruno was somewhat, he still had his mental faculties and this and things like that. Rumored he doesn't anymore. But the bottom line is he had this beautiful, fine, blonde wife. That's what I remember the most. I was looking at her. Say, Bruce, excuse me. That was the last time I saw him. You know, you always think about the last time. Last time I saw Tommy Morrison, he was laying on a bed getting his eyes stitched up in Kansas City. You know, last memories. Tommy Hearns, all these different last memories. Lolly, last memories. Anyway, enough of memories. Anything happening on TV tonight?
The aforementioned Zuffa has a show tonight with Rizinski and Bilam Smith. It's kind of a quiet weekend. Next week you have Jesse Bam Rodriguez comes back to action. I'm looking forward to that. He'll be defending his world title, arguably in the top 4 or 5 pound-for-pound fighters. He's fighting Antonio Vargas, former U.S. Olympian, so it should be a competitive fight.
Okay, I'm going to shoot my wad in this whole thing here and cut you off. I saw a clip this week where Canelo Alvarez says, listen, I can't fight him anymore because he can't make 175. That's they're talking about David Benavidez. That's what Canelo said on a TV camera, right in front of a TV camera. So David comes right back and jumps up and down. Oh, not only will I make 175, I'll make it when you want me to. Okay? And, of course, Canelo's probably going to find a way to duck that, right?
Yeah, he'll probably throwing a catch rate of like 174.5 or something like that. You know,
no, I don't think he's interested. I think that he tries to talk a good game because some of his fans are starting to look at him like suspiciously. But the bottom line is, I wouldn't get in the ring with David Benavidez for all the money in the world. They offered him $150 million. He wouldn't get in the ring with him.
Yeah, and honest, looking at it from the other side, if I'm Benavidez, I got to look beyond Canelo, you know, because, I mean, if you beat up Canelo now, it's like, okay, we saw Terence Crawford do that last year. Yeah. So it's not the same thing.
But he's going to beat him up like he did Zerto.
Yeah, and get paid a whole lot more, which is the only reason.
Did you see those flurries he was throwing?
A man that big shouldn't be throwing those combinations. He looked like Ray Leonard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He looked like Ray Leonard. I was thinking to myself, what the fuck? You know, but yeah, I was absolutely amazed with the performance he put forward. Of course, he is one of the 200-pound champions. They want to put him in with Jai. Of course, Jai is with Zuffa, I believe. And anybody is with Zuffa. I think that by signing with Zuffa is... You're selling out, man. It's just a sellout. And, of course, they're trying to – they've abolished a whole lot of the good parts of the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act, this and that. And the fact that Lani Ali didn't step up and say anything, she's still alive. Is she a vegetable or something? Because she should – I mean, if ever there was a time for her to step up, it was then.
Yeah, but they've already bought all the politicians and the cronies. You know, it's Ted Cruz, you know, yeah. And those people,
Ted Cruz still
hearing.
Around?
Unfortunately, yes.
See,
for the people of Texas.
Yeah, I want to mention, before we go to a break, I do want to mention this. You know, when the current president was elected in November of the year before last, I was paying $18 a pound for steak at Whole Foods. Now it's $32 a pound and I'm eating chicken. Yeah. Imagine that, 18 to 32. $18 at $32 a pound. Of course, and these folks elected him because of his ability to improve the economy. That was his forte. That was his main strength, the whole nine yards. Bottom line is, corporate America has taken over. I mean, you can't find a decent, healthy fast food or a quick food, maybe outside of some chicken joint or something like that. You want to get decent food now? Where do you go? You can't get it. You just can't get it anymore. Corporations have absolutely ruined this country. And, of course, the president is one of those corporate guys. So what can I say? Anyway, let's roll to a break. I'm not feeling all that great. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest
interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Daniel's playing with the music today. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. There's what's up. Turn that down a little bit. I turned up the StreamYard, and I set up the StreamYard. We were supposed to stream live on StreamYard this morning. I had the YouTube, the Twitter, all kinds of channels set up, the whole nine yards. And then I came in here, and for some reason, on Thursday, the computer I've got, the brand new computer I spent $1,300 on, recognized the audio coming out of the audio jack. Today, it didn't recognize it, so I'm a little stumped as to why it did it. Two days ago, I was, like, celebrating. You should see me. I was, like, orgasmic. I kid you not. I said to myself, this is the spit with an H. And, because I'll be frank with you. The network said they were going to bring a guy in this week, and he didn't come in. So I'm not surprised about that. Of course, this is Sports Byline, but that being the case, I'm done ragging. Talk to me. What's new in the world of boxing?
It's a quiet week,
I know. What's new in the world at large?
The news. Well, I guess the countdown for one of the most anticipated fights: Jaron Boots Ennis and Xander Zayas on June 27th here in Barclays Center. Somebody's O has got to go.
Unless it's a draw.
Unless it's a draw, that is true. You got two guys that. Vying to be the face, the next face in boxing. I think that Jaron Ennis certainly is the more talented of the two, but a lot of people kind of being dismissive of Zayas. They think it might be a little bit too much too soon, but I think Zayas is a live dog, in this fight. How do you see that fight playing out?
You know, he's a suicide blonde, right?
He told me, out of the mold of...
Pat Patterson, guys like that, died by his own hands. Of course, Pat Patterson was a pervert. Did I tell you the Pat Patterson story? He was married to a guy named Louie. He was married, he lived in San Francisco, and Pat Patterson, the former WWF star, and then, of course, the executive afterwards. But the bottom line is, he was living out on 32nd Avenue, bottom 32nd Fun, something. But the bottom line is, he lived here in the city, and he was married to a guy named Louie. And he came, and Louis was a barber. Louis ran a barber shop, and my uncle ran a barber college. So in 1970s, when Pat Patterson was hot, I was just a kid, and I worked at the barber college. So one day, Pat Patterson comes in with Louis, and I realize, hey, Pat Patterson's gay. I mean, I realize that, whoa. I mean, come on, man. The guy's supposed to be the baddest dude on the planet. You know what I'm saying? He's the United States heavyweight champion of the world, and he's gay. I mean, he's gayer than gay. And I'm having a hard time stomaching this. I'm having a hard time. It ain't coming across right. You know what I'm saying? Something's wrong with this picture. So anyway, he starts asking me perverted little questions about girls and things like that. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it turns out I realized he was a perv grooming me right then and there. And this was, of course, at my uncle's barber college. But so Pat Patterson, when he went down and they finally fired him from the WWF or WWE, of course, listen, if you wanted to get a job at the WWE and you're willing to blow Pat, guess what? You got the gig.
He was with the WWE for years. He was Vince's right hand man in terms of storylines and things like that.
It was Roy Scheider that came up with the Battle Royal, which is like the over the top type of thing. I don't know what you guys call it there, but the bottom line is a lot of this wrestling stuff came out of Northern California, and Roy Scheider was the genius. I mean, he was a weird dude, but he was a genius. And of course, he was the guy that used to sell me tickets before the next event. He would sell me when we'd have a wrestling match on Saturday. Say the match was tonight, I would go into his office in intermission and I'd buy like 40 or 50 tickets from him for the next show. Okay, and I would get the best tickets in the whole nine yards. And me and Roy had a thing going on. And of course, Roy went crazy, and Roy exposed the business after a while. But Roy's claim to fame, besides being an absolute genius in the world of boxing, world of wrestling, was that he buried $500,000 in cash in his backyard up near Russian River, California, and the money got moldy.
Ow.
Exactly. How do you spend moldy cash?
Wow.
You can't
put a bank.
No, you can't. So you got to give it. You got to give the money back to the government. What did the government do? They taxed them on it.
Wow.
Roy Scheider, $500,000 in his backyard up in Sebastopol. That's where the guy that Charles Schultz, the guy from Peanuts, that's where he was from.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Learn something new.
All right, okay. Let me switch gears. Let's talk about the heavyweight division. The fact that there is no American heavyweight in the top 15, of course, Richard Torres going down in flames. A lot of you guys, I'm assuming things here, but a lot of people had hopes for him when I thought he was a stone cold loser from the start. He couldn't stand right. He couldn't punch right. He couldn't catch right. I mean, there was nothing he could do right. He couldn't even draw. And when he was from Tulare, which is down near Fresno, listening. So if you want to draw a bunch of farm workers, like $10 a ticket, that's the place to do it. But outside of that, he was no draw. All he really was, he was setting himself up in life to be the opponent for Moses Aitama. He was, but this guy Sanchez got to him first.
Yeah, he wasn't able to cash in, I think Torres, he fought in a very TV-friendly way. Obviously, the Olympic background helped, he was there to be hit, right? And he's either going to get you or you get him.
He was so square, I could hit him with my eyes closed. That's how square he was, and when you're negating any size or any reach or any like that, and plus he had like a 185 pound body trying to fight a 223. You agree?
Yes, he did. He had a look of a 1950s heavyweight. You know, he didn't look like the heavyweight of today. I thought that you were going to see some improvement since he went into the BOMAC camp and. Really nothing. Sanchez exposed him. Now he's in line for probably, like you mentioned, I could see him being one of the gatekeepers for someone like Moses Aitama. It'd be a good test. Because Frank Sanchez, at one point, people had high hopes for him.
I have high hopes for him. And I think he's taking Flintstone vitamins. But I have very high hopes for him. Listen, I have high hopes.
Why? Because he's training with Eddie Reynoso, who's had about three or four, five, six.
Now we're done. We're done. You didn't tell me. You had to ruin my day, didn't you? You had to ruin it. Listen, folks. Eddie Reynoso's got like eight or nine fighters or something like that that have been tested positive for performance enhancing drugs. And it has nothing to do with them being Eddie's fighters, right? Right, Sock?
Coincidence.
Eight times. One guy popped twice.
Yeah.
And it was all those eight times, only one guy got suspended, I think.
Yeah, and it wasn't the cash cow and Canelo, say that much.
No, of course, Canelo was clenbuterol. Of course, that's what you get in the meat. Of course, I must be on steroids myself because I eat Mexican meat once in a while. The tacos, okay. You know. Bottom line, there ain't no healthy food out here. I keep telling you, I keep ragging on that. Have you seen the commercial where the McDonald's CEO takes a bite of the hamburger? The new arch?
No.
He didn't take a bite. I haven't. He didn't take a bite of it. He fronted. It was a big front. Go look at it. It's a big scandal right now. It's all over the internet. Of course, everybody's kicking him in the teeth. But the bottom line is, you know, he couldn't take a big bite himself because he knew it was a big bite. Because, you know, anything from McDonald's, it's not high-quality beef. It's not. It's scraps. Everything from McDonald's is basically scraps. I don't know if I told you this, but they did the DNA on a McDonald's hamburger, and he came back with 1,600 different DNAs from one burger.
Wow.
Yeah. You know,
that's a 23andMe on a burger. I didn't think we'd have to do that.
No, and not only that, the I think In-N-Out's got the only healthy burger going. Of course, their meat's good, but the bottom line is, you know, McDonald's is like fake eggs and this and that and all these chemicals, and of course you got Chick-fil-A with the 15 extra chemicals in the chicken sandwich or the 30 chemicals, something like. We're being poisoned. The world's been, especially the United States food chain, especially because it's not this way in the rest of the world. It's not this way in Europe. You can't get away with putting garbage and carcinogens in food in Europe and or Canada, but you can in China, and you can't get, and you can get away with it here.
Yeah, and which is weird because I don't think there's a country with more bureaucracy and department of this, department of that than the United States.
Yeah, but everything's been bought and paid for, bro. Somehow, something. Let me tell you, the quality.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at places, and people don't go out anymore. They don't go shopping anymore. It's weird. It absolutely blows my mind. I say to myself, where is everybody? I keep saying to myself every day, where is everybody? People are sort of like disappeared from the streets. And this is San Francisco. I'm not only talking about tourists, I'm talking about residents. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you just said that until recently, you've never been faithful. So you weren't faithful to Robin either?
Oh, no.
And your second wife, were you faithful there?
No.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I am putting together a website or a blog. It will be called thelastrealboxingwriter.com. I've secured the domain. Of course, I expected to go live on StreamYard this morning. And, of course, we had all kinds of issues with the microphone, but I hope to have that resolved. I will have that resolved by next week or I won't be here, one or the other. Bottom line is I'm just not going to – if I can't get this right – I've spent my own money to try to get this right. If I can't get it right, I'm just going to walk away. I'm sorry to put it to you like that, but that's just the way it is. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Floyd Mayweather's strip club's closed. Have you ever been there at SOC?
No, I have not.
I've been there three times.
Okay, and how was it?
Empty.
It was, I mean, I
no. There's no customers in there. I can't figure it out. I really can't. I mean, there was no. I mean, so I sent a Las Vegas guy in there. I said, "Don't miss. I'm gonna give you a few bucks. Blah blah blah. Go in there, have a couple drinks." So he goes in there. And he tells me, "I didn't need to have a couple drinks." Why? He goes, "There was nobody in there." I said, "What do you mean nobody?" He goes, "Nobody. Just like five or six strippers. And that was it." And that's a big piece of real estate he's got there.
That's. Wow, that's disheartening, I'm sure. I mean, it's the oldest product in the history of mankind is what he was selling, and he's still losing his money?
Yeah, but he was selling it, but he was also dabbling in it, and you usually don't do that. You know what
getting
I'm saying?
High in your own supply.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, the young lady, of course, he had this relationship with, and he had the baby, and the baby's name is Price Moorhead. I mean, if she wasn't trying to jab him, what was she doing?
That was definitely a troll job, yes. I mean, Floyd, and like I said before, I mean, good thing he doesn't drink or smoke because, I mean, he makes all these decisions of sound mind and sound body.
No, allegedly. He must be, I tell you what, though, he's got to be taking Xanax or something like that. Now, Xanax, Valium, something like that. I hope he don't get hooked on fentanyl, but the bottom line is, I mean, he's got to be taking something. I could not live under that kind of stress, could you?
It's
a yes or a no question. I mean, listen, if I had all, if the walls were circling in on me or were coming in down on me the way they're coming down on Mayweather, and like every time he turns around, he's got, he owes this and he owes that and he's broke. I don't know. I think I'd think about checking out. I'm a coward.
Definitely. For as much as I dislike him, I hope he doesn't, you know, go that route. I mean, but he's got some exhibitions, right? So he's going to have some money soon.
Yeah, exactly. Ripping people off of exhibitions. You know, and now somebody, I was watching some guy on YouTube, some brother said, he said that Josie Harris, of course, that was the wife of three of his kids, had died in 2020 of a drug overdose in her driveway in Valencia, California. They thought maybe Floyd was involved in her death or had a hand in her death. And I said, Floyd was in Nevada at the time, but I wouldn't put the people, but there are people There are those that wouldn't put anything past Floyd for money and or his own personal gain. But murder, I think they're pushing a little bit too far there. Anyway, that is the Floyd Mayweather story as we speak. Of course, Floyd's having his issues both financially and I think emotionally. You got to have them emotionally because if you don't, you're not living the real world, man. No doubt about that. Let's talk about Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley, of course, says he's not getting his props as far as all-time greats are concerned. Do you think he blew it by not fighting at 140 pounds, going from 135 straight to 47?
No, because when he did it, I mean, he took on Oscar De La Hoya, and it was just probably his greatest achievement. Mm-hmm. You know, he beat Oscar straight up, you know, both in their prime and a very exciting fight. I think the only thing Shane Mosley, in retrospect, could wish he could do it over again is just bad business. I mean, the immediate rematch would have been much more lucrative than going and fighting Vernon Forrest out of pride.
That was his lovely wife, manager. She turned down $7.5 million to fight Oscar in a rematch. Do you know why she turned down the $7.5 million? Because Oscar was getting $1 million more.
Got to read the room. Who's the money man? Who's the star?
Not according to Jim Mosley. Of course, then Jim Mosley put him in with Vernon Forrest, and Vernon Forrest had beaten him up as an amateur. I mean, there was history there. I mean, that would be like, yikes. There were a couple of guys that beat me. I wouldn't, especially welterweight. I mean, the guys you just don't want to go back and fight again.
Some guys just have their number. Have your number, you know. Vernon Forrest, you know, rest his soul. He was just he was his kryptonite, you know, tall, long. He negated Shane's speed by being taller and having an excellent jab. He hurt, you know, Shane in the first fight. Dropped him. Twice, yes, he did. That was it. He just had his number.
You know, Vernon. Well, I saw Vernon Forrest 3 months before his death, and he was screaming at me at the casino, Caesars, the shopping center there at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. He thinks that I got Ricardo Mayorga to flick a lit cigarette in his face. He thinks that I'm the one he blames me for that. How could you blame me for a knucklehead like Mayorga? But what happened was he flicked the cigarette in Mayorga's face, and everybody went into shock except me. Was it a weigh-in? Everybody went into shock except me. I started cracking up. I was laughing my ass off. I thought it was the funniest stuff I ever saw in my life. I mean, you want to talk about getting under somebody's skin? Mayorga did it right then and there.
Ricardo Mayorga does not get enough props for that. Ricardo Mayorga, aside from fighting everyone, he brought life into boxing. I mean, he was a character, you know. I mean, you know what it is when Larry Merchant lit him up after he beat Vernon Forrest, you know, on live TV, he lit up the cigarette. I mean, he was great, you know. And go figure with boxing, right? Boxing is not exact math. Vernon Forrest beats Shane twice. Mayorga beats Vernon twice. But then Shane beats Mayorga.
Yeah.
It's not an exact science, but I miss some Ricardo Mayorga. I thought Rolly Romero had a chance to be that type of figure, but you know he's not as good as Ricardo Mayorga. But I think Mayorga should be a Hall of Famer. I had a debate with somebody. I think he should.
I think there's merit to that, no doubt about that. Yeah. Now, the Rico Verhaven performance against Oleg Usyk a fortnight ago I thought was admirable, and I thought that the referee, I think his name was Mark Lyson, I think that was his name, or Foster. I keep confusing these two guys. But the bottom line is John Foster or Mark Lyson, one of those referees. Bottom line is I thought the referee stopped the fight in between rounds. That's the way it looked to me. I mean, the guy seemed to be on his feet. The corner was up there. They were ready like to put down the stool the whole 9 yards. So I really thought the stoppage was a bit inappropriate, but it was a house stoppage. Can you agree with me on that?
Yeah, it definitely looked like the business of boxing was against Rico that night. I mean, I think, you know, obviously the powers that be wanted a good performance, but not that good of a performance.
They didn't want that. Do you think they wanted an MMA guy kicking their guy's ass, a boxing establishment? Hell no.
No, but, you know, it was happening. But, you know, when you look back in the scorecards, it was not as one-sided as most people thought.
Oh, come on, man. Fight. So the fight was fixed. So apparently the fight was fixed on both levels, with the judges and with the referee. I mean, the referee looked a little suspicious, and those two scores they had it 95-95. Tommy D and I had them 7-3 up after 10.
That's fair. That's more than fair. I think to give Usyk more than three rounds, you're pushing it. in the interview that Rico had, there was open scoring. Open scoring because it was WBC outside of the United States. I believe that exists.
They didn't put that on top. I guess they were ashamed to put that on TV, huh? The open scoring, because if they had to, we'd have been riding through the television screen.
Well, he says that's part of the reason that he got knocked out, because when he saw that he thought that he was ahead, he was going to just coast, but he knew he had to put the pressure in. He said, rightfully so, he got caught careless, you know, with that uppercut. So he's handled it with complete class. I think he's made himself a name. He is definitely a player in the heavyweight division. If a rematch doesn't happen with Usyk right away, I would like to see him against just about anybody.
No. Cabell, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get a shot, man. You got to give him a shot. I mean, that guy's like, it's like he's got a social disease. They don't want to let him in the title picture.
Yeah, look, I'm still on the fence with Cabell, because I'm like, whether you're on the fence about him or not,
he's being denied an opportunity now for a long time.
Yeah, true. If the WBC wants to exercise their rules, because, you know, they're very, you know, how they are in terms of executing the bylaws that they've set, right? They always follow their own rules, you know, mandating challengers, you know, that deserve their title shot. So I have no problem with Cabell being the next for Usyk, you know, but I don't want to see Rico just get tossed aside. I think the guy earned his spot to be in the mix.
According to Tommy D, he's got to step aside and give somebody else the opportunity. Tommy D don't like him, man. Tommy D's even willing to
Rico?
Rico. He's willing. I mean, that's what he says. No, I said, don't you think he should get an immediate? Oh, no. He shouldn't have got the first fight, blah, blah, blah. But he got the first fight and he was wronged. And I would have said, I wanted to ask Tommy D, maybe I'll ask him tomorrow, what if that was Keith Cologne?
Well, you're going personal there, buddy.
I'm just trying to say, but break it on down.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that what makes the most business sense is an immediate rematch with Usyk and Rico, because, you give Cabell, you know, a couple of million dollars to step aside.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and we've seen it happen before.
And you know what? Nine point five out of 10 times, Usyk comes back and smokes him, because that's the way it is. It's like these fluke performances that are what is perceived as fluke performances that cannot be repeated. Somehow, like Jeff Fennec against Zuma Nelson, he never fought the same again. He told me he was never the same guy. Some guys, they when you are playing blackjack in a boxing ring and you think you've got a king and an ace, and then you look at your cards and you've got a king and an ace, and the guy across the ring from you has beat you with a pair of eights, you know you've got a problem. That's boxing.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, it is. The stars won't be aligned the same way. I do believe in the rematch. Usyk trains better. I think he does not come in, you know, with those love handles, and he realizes that he's got a serious guy in front of him, and I think he probably stops him. I think Usyk's a special guy.
Do you think? All right, last question for you. Is the term great overused with this guy? I mean, you know, because I gave you that list of 19 heavyweight champions. There's none of them you said he would be favored against. Maybe he'd be competitive with a couple, but he's not one he'd be favored over. So how can you call – why is the term greatness affixed to him with crazy glue?
Well, first of all these, you know, matchups are hypothetical, right? We don't know. We're just assuming. But I can only go by what he's done in present day. And he's beaten everyone of his era. And now you turn back, the guys that are in front of him are a different generation. So Cabell, Etama, it's a different era. You know, but he's beaten Tyson Fury twice. He's beaten Anthony Joshua twice. You know, then you have what he did at Cruiserweight. You know, he's beaten everyone that's been put in front of him.
Were either of those guys close to their peak at that point in time when they fought him?
He's older than all of them.
That's not my point. See, you didn't answer the question. No.
I think Tyson. Well, I mean, Tyson Fury was the lineal heavyweight champion of the world, so I got to say yes.
Yeah, Tyson Fury. Joshua. Something happened with Tyson Fury, man. Something happened to the big giant gypsy emotionally or physically or mentally or whatever it was, he couldn't get his act back together. Bottom line is, I got to cut you off because Daniel's looking at me with like these stern looks, meaning I got to go to a break. I love you. Hopefully next week we'll have StreamYard together.
Thank
if
you
don't,
sir.
It'll be issues. Bottom line, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank the great Socrates Palmer for his presence.
Thank you, brother. Love you too.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Alonso Ratliff captured the WBC Cruiserweight title from Carlos De Leon on June 6, 1985. This was a year, probably 14 months after Carlos, as his main sparring partner for Bash Ali. That's what a bum Bash Ali was. Of course, Bash Ali was a guy that I used to bash around in the gym. I was a junior welterweight. He was like a cruiserweight. He was world rank. He couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. He couldn't spell fight if you laid out the letters on a piece of paper. I kid you, Bash couldn't do it. But the bottom line is, De Leon used me for sparring for like 80 rounds, and that was basically all. He smoked a lot of weed and sparred with me. That was about it when he prepped for that 1984 fight in Oakland, California. Of course, he won a 12-round shutout decision over Bash Ali. But Carlos De Leon was a good guy. He's passed away. May he rest in peace. And Hulk Hogan, the Clearwater Police Department said that Hulk Hogan died at the age of 71 on July 24, 2025 of a heart attack. Okay, but they didn't mention the fact that the paramedics gave him Narcan, not once but twice. Narcan, of course, is it contains naloxone, which quickly binds in the same receptors in the brain as opioids. In other words, it prevents an opioid overdose. So why were they giving him this Narcan twice, and the paramedics on the way to the hospital or at the house there, if he died naturally? That's my big question. I don't think he died naturally. I wish him the very best luck. Of course, Hulk Hogan was a guy that I tangled with at the George Foreman Alex Stewart fight. He had been the center of the steroid scandal. It was in the newspaper. Sports Illustrated had it, the whole nine yards. So when I saw him at this fight, I went after him like a piranha. I just went right after him, right? And, of course, they jumped on me, this and that. And I remember telling him, you know, he had this broad jump on me, Dina DeBuff. She's Bob Arum's stepdaughter, the PR lady, right? So I said to him, I said, you know, you must feel really tough. I said, you're a 350-pound dude, and you need a 110-pound chick to protect yourself from me? Think about that. Anyway, Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, rest in peace. I don't care. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. I promise you we'll be a little bit more together than this one. I worked on these all kinds of crazy stuff all the way up until about 3 minutes before the show, so I had no prep time. And hopefully tomorrow I'll have some prep time. I'll put it together because I came in here like an hour and a half early expecting to do things to rock and roll. But the equipment wasn't cooperating. I just put you like that. Anyway, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, worldwide on the fabulous internet. I do want to mention the fact that Cedar Rapids, Iowa, holds a fantastic piece of boxing history with Muhammad Ali on June 6, 1982. Of course, that was 2 years after the Larry Holmes debacle. The greatest visited the city to raise money for underprivileged youth, and he put on an exhibition match against National Golden Gloves champion Steve Eden, the five-season center. Bottom line is, Ali was a class act. I mean, there was nobody that he could touch people without touching them physically. And I've never seen that. The closest I've seen that was maybe with Seth Abraham and HBO, the ability to work with different people. But the bottom line is, Ali was just, he was just a special dude. And of course, we stopped that train that one time in China, and they were Chinese hillbillies. They had no teeth, they had no phones, they had no toilets, they had no running water, like getting water from a stream, I kid you not. But they knew who he was. They knew who Muhammad Ali was. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank Daniel Ogden in the other room. I hope he gets paid soon. But he's a good guy, there's no doubt about it. And without him, I wouldn't be here today. Thank you so much for the show. Thank you so much. Ring Talk Live Worldwide returns Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on these same channels.